Penguin Random House Audio presents The Unwomanly Face of War, an oral history of women in World War II by Svetlana Alexievich. Translated by Richard Pevere and Larissa Volohonsky. Read for you by Julia Emelin, Yelena Shmulinson, Alan Lewis Rickman, and Alan Winter. From a conversation with a historian. At what time in history did women first appear in the army?
Already in the 4th century BC, women fought in the Greek armies of Athens and Sparta. Later, they took part in the campaigns of Alexander the Great. The Russian poet, writer, and historian Nikolai Karamzin wrote about our ancestors. Slavic women occasionally went to war with their fathers and husbands, not fearing death. Thus, during the siege of Constantinople in 626, the Greeks found many female bodies among the dead Slavs. A mother, raising her children, prepared them to be warriors.
And in modern times?
For the first time in England, where from 1560 to 1650 they began to staff hospitals with women soldiers.
What happened in the 20th century?
The beginning of the century. In England during World War I, women were already being taken into the Royal Air Force. A Royal Auxiliary Corps was also formed, and the Women's Legion of Motor Transport, which numbered 100,000 persons. In Russia, Germany, and France, many women went to serve in military hospitals and ambulance trains. During World War II, the world was witness to a women's phenomenon.